You're listening to Dwell in the Land podcast, the podcast that's all about navigating life as an immigrant in your new location, specifically the United States.
Hello, my name is Rob Potusi. Thank you for joining us today on our podcast, Dwell in the Land. Dwell in the Land. Today, we're going to be talking about building a strong network, building a network that can support your stay in America, wherever nation you are going to be, either in Africa, in Asia, in Europe. You need to build a strong support and network. Hey, listen, you cannot live your life alone. You cannot be alone wherever you go to. And you are going to need support system. You are going to need a network of people for you to really get ahead, for you to be able to move ahead when you relocate to a country like the United States. So when you come into the United States, this is what people tell you. You cannot be bigger than people that you stay with. You cannot be bigger than people you are connected with. That's why you realize that whoever, the people you are connected with, they are going to determine how far you go. So I say to you, whenever you get to America or any country that you will be led to go because you love to be there, make sure you find the right support system, build the right network. I cannot overemphasize this because you really, really need the right support. So you need the right support because you are going to need information. Information is a lot, is a big deal. You need to be well informed. If you are not well informed, you will make mistakes. If you are not well informed, you will waste a lot of your time. You need to know how to go from A to B to C to D to E. And guess what? Whoever has not done that successfully will not help you to do it successfully. Otherwise, people will only give you information based on who they are, what they know, and where they are. So you need people who know so much. You need people who have done a lot for themselves. You need people who have been there so that they can hold your hand and make sure you are successful. Otherwise, you are going to always be behind because you are moving with people who are behind. So don't forget this, that you need not only support and network, but you need the right support and network. And that's because information is a big deal. Information is a big deal. And having said that, you need to plug in. You need to get plugged in when you go to another country. And you know, I have seen a lot of people that when they move to another country, they are still not disconnected. You know, they are like one leg in, one leg out. You know, you can't be running a race and then you are looking back. You realize that you're going to slow down your pace. You're going to slow down your speed. So if you know you want to relocate, I know it's a big deal. You are going to leave behind sometimes your parents, sometimes your friends that you have been together in school. This is the price to pay for migrating. It's a price to pay for relocating from one nation to another, from one city to another. Having said that, you have to look at where you are going. You have to put your focus where you are going. You have to try and disconnect. Otherwise, you will not be connected where you are going. You just realize that most of the time, there are time differences. When you are supposed to be sleeping in your new country, that's where you'll be on the phone trying to talk to the people where you have that, who you have left behind. Their world is different from your world. Your need is different from their need. You just realize that if you are not able to focus where you are, you will not be able to get plugged in. And when you don't get plugged in, you'll be missing a lot where you are. Listen, you cannot eat your cake and have it. You cannot live in two countries together. You cannot live in two worlds together. You're either living in America or you are in Asia or you are living in Europe or you are living in Africa. You have to make your choice. But once you have left a nation to move to another one, I want to encourage you to be able to look ahead, to be able to see what is where you are instead of looking back to where you left behind. Otherwise, you pack your stuff and go back to where you are coming from. So the importance of disconnection is really important. Disconnect and disconnect and disconnect. Like I told you earlier, you will need to socialize. You're going to make new friends. you are going to make new friends. If you don't leave what you have, you'll not be able to take on what you are supposed to have. So you will need to make new friends. Not only will you need to make new friends, you need to build a community around yourself. Sometimes it's the faith community. If you are a person of faith, you need to be able to build a people of faith around yourself. Build that right community. And before you know it, your network and your support will be very strong, ready to prosper in the land, ready to dwell in the land. Thank you for joining us again today. My name is Rocco Tusi. Dwell in the land. Dwell in the land. Dwell in the land.